Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I'm just one of your hosts, Sean Boyle, and with me is
Ashley Mock.
Welcome to the half-hour radio program that even airs in the summer. We do not take a week off because we are that dedicated to communicating to you, the listener, resources and things that are available in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, not radio show professionals, despite what you may have heard. But what we do for our community is we focus on five priorities. And those priorities are one, making sure every baby's a healthy baby. Two, stopping child abuse before it happens. Three, keeping kids off the streets. Four, keeping them in school. And five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And when I say we focus on those priorities, we track those community indicators in those five priorities. We develop programs, we work with our fund programs, and we work with those partners to ensure outcomes, positive outcomes for all families in St. Lucie County.
And if you think that we don't continually monitor those outcomes, you're wrong.
Oscar-funded programs.
That's right. We do hold them accountable for doing what they said they were going to do in the programs and to move forward on those outcomes. And we know that we don't do that alone, that it is, you know, the work that they are doing, the work that other partners are doing in the community. We don't think that we're making that impact by ourselves. But it is something that we monitor and we track and we share. And so from time to time, if you ever want to know what our community, where we stand, what we look like in those community indicators that we track, you can get all that information on our website at csclc.org. We also include all of the funded program partners that we have there, along with their contact information. So there's quite a bit that you can find there related to our programs, the impact that they're having on the community, and what kind of change we're seeing because of those programs in our community as well.
Both good, bad, and indifferent, right? We don't censor it. We don't filter it out. We just, the numbers are the numbers.
It is what it is. We can't really spin it to make it look better. It just, we know, you know, you and I talked about this not too long ago. We have come a long way in the time since Children's Services Council has started in this community back in 1990, but there's still work to be done. So we are well aware of that, and we keep continuing to try to put policies and partnerships in place to make sure that our programs are doing the absolute best that they can for our children and families in our community.
And if, you know, we obviously take this time together, and we're grateful for every listen to share about a resource in our community, but if you want to fast track your knowledge about the partnerships and the funding that Children's Services Council does to make services available. If you're like, Sean, Ashley, this is a great show, but like, I'm not listening to 52 weeks for you to get through your 53 funded programs and still have a program left. you can go to our website, which again, because we love our acronyms in the social service field, it is www.csclc.org. It's the acronym for Children's Services Council, St. Lucie County. But you can go on that website and download our family guide, which provides a family-friendly description of all the resources that are available through the Children's Services Council. And if you're like, Sean, I'm in it for the radio show, but I need a little bit faster trickle than that, you can go on our Facebook page and look up Children's Services Council St. Lucie County. We post on there nearly every day, whether it be an inspirational message, a parenting tip, if you will, or information about a funded program. And if you're like, Sean, Ashley, I'm in for that. I'm in for the radio program, but I need more entertainment. And we can say, are you not entertained? Because you can jump onto our Instagram account. Just look up St. Lucie CSC. We post on there not as frequently as Facebook, but a little bit more of a behind the scenes fun thing. And actually, now that I think about it, Ashley, I think I did those words in opposite order. We have a photo that was taken in studio when we recorded last week in the WLX studio. I need to post that on stories.
Yeah. Do we look okay? Did you proof
it? I didn't even look at the picture. I mean, I never look okay. So I'm like, whatever. I'm going with it. Do you want to edit it before I post it?
Take a peek at it at least, and then we'll decide.
All right. So that's the different avenues and ways. But we, you know, if you're listening to the show and you're a longtime listener, we're very grateful for you. If you're a first time listener, hopefully the show will get better for you. But if you are do listen, I encourage you. And it's not because we're trying to drive up sales, because we don't have a sponsor. We are the sponsor for the show. But we really just want people to know about what information is out there. The more knowledge, the greater the spread of information, the more families that can get help.
That's right. So I don't know if you have anything else to talk about today, but we have a great guest.
And we do have a great guest. I think plural.
Guests is great. Guests. One of the things that's really fun for us is that because it's summer and there are not kids in school all day, every day, we sometimes get access to them to be guests on the radio show, which is exciting because, you know, we like to talk to them and hear what they're doing and planning and how things are going for them in our community. So that's one of the exciting things that happens in the summer. So we actually have youth with us today, which, you know, is uncommon.
I know. I'm sorry. I was distracted. I was pulling up our photo. And this is going to be a reference for those people that are maybe your age or my age. I think it looks like the set of Anchorman. Like when I post that on Instagram, I'm going to be like, is this our TV show or is this the reboot of Anchorman? Okay. I'm going to let them in.
I love it. So anyway, before Sean got distracted today, we get youth on the show, which is exciting. And that doesn't always happen, but luckily for us in the summer, there's some more flexibility with scheduling. And one of the really cool programs that we get to see and watch and kind of be a part of is the youth leadership program that is run by Kids at Hope and the Roundtable of St. Lucie County. And so we have Mr. Kevin Singletary with us today from Kids at Hope. I saw that face, Kevin. But Kevin has brought along with him two participants from youth leadership. So we're going to get to talk to them, but also to Kevin about the work that's being done in the program and some of the things that the kids are planning for our community. So thanks for joining us, infamous Kevin Singletary.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for having the young people that came along with me today. Youth leadership is going strong. And well, not because of me, because of the young people that I am fortunate enough to work with. But they keep us busy, and it's a good busy. I think there was a representative out of Georgia that said, if you're going to get in trouble, get in good trouble. So this youth leadership, they keep me in good trouble because I'm in good company.
I like that. Good trouble.
Yeah. Make sure you get in good trouble. So some of the things they're planning, and they're always innovative and coming up with fresh and creative ideas. We have three groups, three subcommittees from youth leadership. One is working on the environment, and the environmental group wants to do something to help the homeless population because they were looking at some of the statistics and they see the escalating costs of housing, and more of the young people that they go to school with are coming up homeless. Another group, the civic engagement group, they're looking to speak to some of our community leaders, and Sean and Ashley will be knocking on your door because they would like to have a conversation with some of the leadership in the community right around the time school starts, just before or right after school starts, because they have some questions and they ask really good questions. And the final group is the mental health group. And one of the young ladies on, Zara, she's very passionate about mental health and the effects that it's having on her friends after COVID. We can't forget that that's still a big issue. And a lot of the teens, the buzzword that we hear a lot is they're suffering from anxiety. So, but just really quickly, and Mercy, she's on with us today, and she's one of our newer members, but she comes with a lot of passion. She's soft-spoken, but she has a very powerful voice because she's passionate about the things in this community. So to answer one question really quickly, one of the reasons we're on today is to help promote our fundraiser for the environmental group. They decided to come up with a fundraiser with Blaze Pizza in tradition. So August the 3rd from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., we're asking everyone to either go online or go there in person and order pizza from Blaze Pizza. What they have offered us is we will get 20% of the proceeds during that time span. And what the youth leadership has decided to do with the 20% that we earn is to buy supplies for the homeless population. We did a sock drive last year. And one of the things I also work, we've done some work with Mustard Seed, and three things that homeless people need. They need socks, they need underwear, and they need bathroom paper. And so they want to help supply some of that for adults and for children. So once again, Blaze Pizza, August the 3rd, 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Order online or go in person to help support the stride that youth leadership is trying to do for the homeless population of St. Lucie County.
And will Zara and Mercy be there signing autographs of this radio? You know, because now they're going to be stars because they're on the radio. So, you know, are you going to charge for autographs? How's that going to work?
100%.
Yeah, you guys are down with that?
Yeah.
So
make a donation, get an autograph. I think that's fair.
So Kids at Hope, Kevin Singletary, youth leadership. So before we kind of talk to, and Zara and Mercy, you can obviously speak to this as well, but youth leadership, like, you know, how, like, is it any kid? Is it high school? Is it juniors and seniors? Is it people whose name starts with Z and M? Like, what's the criteria, and how do they get involved?
So for youth leadership, it's mainly high school students. So starting your freshman year into your senior year. And there's a form that you can fill out that just gives us some information about you when you join. And then we every other Wednesday, we have two meetings, one in Port St. Lucie at the Children's Council office. And then in Fort Pierce, we have the Riverwalk Center. So we alternate between those two where we meet.
So Zara, this is a very important question. So we are the Children's Services Council where you meet. So what's your favorite place to meet at?
I'm just kidding.
I'm teasing. I've been to both. It's good that you have it in north and south, or north. Yeah, I guess St. Lucie West is considered south, although I just think of St. Lucie West as busy. It's good that you have it in both so that, you know, you can attract kids from the entire community. I like that.
Yeah.
And that was part of the plan is, you know, our motto is youth led, adult guided. Now, to join, you can go on the Roundtable's website, which is www.roundtableslc.org. You can click on the youth leadership link, and there is, you can do the application online. We also have Facebook and Instagram sites, but the easiest way to access the application, the only requirement is you have to be a high school student. So right now we're recruiting. We definitely would love to get a lot of freshmen because here's some of the benefits. And Zara and Mercy can attest to this. You get your community service hours completed. You have access to some of the top leaders in the community like Sean and Ashley. This past spring break, Zara was one of the six that was selected to go to Tallahassee where they met with 17 different state legislators. They're in the process, and Zara can talk about what the mental health group, and Mercy being new can speak to why she wanted to come and be a part of this team and advocate for things that teens want to see in our community. So I'll let them speak for themselves.
That's a perfect segue because I was going to ask Mercy. Mercy, you're the newest one here, right? That's what we heard pre-show. I'm not making stuff up, listening audience. So what made you decide to join?
Well, really, it was like a recommendation from my friend. And I don't have that many activities near me in like Fort Pierce. Like a lot of it is in St. Lucie County, which is why I'm glad they meet in Fort Pierce as well. Because a lot of the stuff isn't really around this area. But yeah, I like to like help others. And I wanted to help out more in my community so I like got to know them. So I could like gain experience with working with people and like, you know the people around my neighbors and stuff. And that's what I like about this program because we actually get to like do things and like come together as a group and get more stuff done than we do like usually in school.
That's really cool. I think the point that you just made that the reason that you even found out about it was because of your friends speaks to how important that aspect of the program is because Sean and I have worked in child services for youth development for a long time. And especially as a teenager, if it's not exciting and engaging and you're not having a good time doing it, you guys have a lot of choice, and you're not going to keep showing up if it's not worth your time and worth your while. And so for your friends to be the ones who are recruiting new members, I think that's really awesome, because that means that they're enjoying it, they're having a good time, and they want to bring other people in. So I love hearing that, because that means Kevin's doing a good job, so we'll silently praise him for that. But that means that you guys are doing good work too, because the more that you bring in, the better the group will be. That's awesome.
And what's the expression you said, Kevin? It's student driven, adult guided, something like that.
Youth-led, adult guided.
Right, and I've been in a couple of your meetings. It's definitely the case. Like I know Mercy and Zara. I don't know why I can't say that right. Zara, you don't just go just to listen to Kevin. You guys take over the show, if you will, and he helps guide you. So Zara, talk to us, because Kevin said you guys have three main issues, and you're obviously passionate about and concerned about the mental health issue. So talk to us about why that's an issue for you and what you hope to achieve.
Okay, so in our mental health group, we're kind of doing like a public service announcement in the video form. So definitely, like during this time, especially after COVID, people became very like disassociated from their friends while they're like doing class online. And just a lot of struggles that people have, especially with anxiety, with just the pressure of school and getting good grades and balancing with all your activities and stuff. So we're making a video that's kind of like a realistic skit, and where it kind of displays like the common struggles that teenagers face, and then ways that you can cope with these things to kind of make it more relatable and help people that are out there just to know that they're not alone and that there are other people going through the same things. So it kind of makes them feel more connected and understood to the world. And yeah, I just hope that it'll help people out there.
That's cool. And so are you going to video record the skit?
Yeah.
And kind of run it as like a public service announcement kind of thing?
Yeah.
So I'm going to offer this to you. I don't know how far you've gotten into writing and production, but if it's most like if the audio of the video is a standalone, meaning you get the context of the video from just the audio alone, we will run that audio at the end of each one of these shows.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
To help get it out there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Are you going to be the main actor in it?
No, I'm more recording it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like organizing it.
You're behind the camera.
Yeah.
Is that Mercy's initiation? She gets to be on camera. All right. So,
in a few years, I just want to boast on Zara in a few years, because I'm just going to throw her a loop here. We'll be seeing her on TV, because Zara is not large in stature, but she's big in powerlifting. So I'm expecting to see her in the Olympics one day.
Really?
I like it. Yeah.
So you're a power lifter.
Yeah, I compete with my school team.
Wow, this is how removed I am from. I didn't even know that they have powerlifting teams in school.
Yeah.
That's
cool. Where do you go to school?
I go to Fort Pierce Central.
Okay, awesome.
Nice.
Marcy, where do you go to school?
Lincoln Park Academy.
Okay.
Okay. So you guys obviously have those three priorities. Mercy, I know you're the newest one, or at least not the newest one on the screen, if you will, on this radio program, but which priority are you gravitating towards and why?
I think more so in like helping issues in the community, or like in school specifically, like, you know, like products that we need more of, or like safety that needs to be ensured, and like problems that most students have, and they're not able to get their like voices out there to explain.
And I think that's important. And Zara, I meant to ask you, why did this issue speak to you so much? Because I mean, it just dovetails right into what Mercy just said as well.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously the COVID, but is this something that you see commonly amongst your peers?
Yeah, definitely. Especially with like the pressure to maintain like really good grades. And people, like, they work or they participate in sports. It's just a lot to balance. So I think, like, stress and anxiety is an extremely common thing, like, a bunch amongst my friends and people I know. I know a lot of people struggle with that. So I think it's just important to let people know that it's not, like, you're not alone. It's a common thing, and there's different ways you can cope with it.
Very nice. I know a lot of adults that fit into that.
I was just thinking.
A few of them may be on the screen. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Maybe the host of this show.
Just thinking the same thing. The other thing too that I think is really cool, and Kevin sort of alluded to this, is one of the benefits of participating is that, not that you get access to people like me and Sean, but I think just by the way of what you guys do and the conversations that you're having, we're listening to you. And there have been things that we have actually implemented within our program network because of conversations that came out of different events or projects that you guys have held and talked about and discussed, and lots of conversations that we've had with Kevin and the team at the roundtable. And so I just want to remind you and anybody who may be listening that's interested, is we're listening to what our youth are talking about and saying and asking for. And we're really making an effort to try to make sure that their voice is heard in the work that we're continuing to do. So really, I guess that's just kind of a thank you to you guys for having the bravery, the courage to stand up and talk about what is important to you, because otherwise we wouldn't know. We wouldn't hear from youth that are sharing their experience. And so we appreciate it. I know we appreciate it at Children's Services Council, because it's always nice to hear about what's going on.
And it's definitely nice to hear that adults are listening, because I think a lot of kids, they think that their voice just goes unheard. But it's just nice to know that they're actually listening and try to better whatever the issue is.
Yeah. So we have a little over 5 minutes left. And actually, that's a perfect segue, because in my head, I was thinking, this may surprise you, Mercy and Zara. We don't have a large youth listening population. I know. I don't know why youth don't tune into the show. It's so entertaining and youth driven. But we do have a lot of adults that listen to it. So we got a few minutes left before we leave. I want to make sure that we remind everybody how to join. We'll do that at the very, very end. But now that you've got an audience of adults listening, what is it that you want us adults to know about the youth coming up? Not even the youth coming up. I'm sorry, I even said that. Just about our youth.
I think it's definitely important that for kids growing up, just to understand that there's a lot of different things going on in their life, especially with like teachers and like guidance counselors and things like that. One thing that I want to do in youth leadership with a new project is that guidance counselors at school, they're very like involved in just making schedules and things like that. And students kind of feel maybe when they're stressed with their classes or anything that they're going on, that they don't have anyone to talk to. And guidance counselors, they kind of seem like when you want to go talk to them, they're kind of in a rush to get you in and out, like just do the basics. They're not really there to like communicate with you and things like that. So maybe like a pamphlet or just something, or similar to our civic engagement group did, is they did a civic panel where they talked to a lot of the leaders in our community. So something like that with faculty and staff from schools, just to help them understand things that students are struggling with so they can help them kind of communicate about it.
How about you, Mercy?
I agree with Zara a lot, because like you can't go to guidance counselors. There's no one to go to at school to talk to about your like home life or your problems or your mental health. They just kind of arrange your schedule and like dismiss you. Like there needs to be like a support system for students at school so that they feel safe there and they can tell people if they don't feel safe at home or something like that.
You know, it's funny because We talk about this even at the Children's Services Council. We're so like, you know, we have, for lack of a better word, boxes to check, right? We got to make sure this gets done, this gets done, this gets done. And we get that stuff done, but we oftentimes sometimes forget or don't put, it's not in a box, but everything's a human process, right? And so nothing's like, we're not machines that are just like checking off tasks. We, you know, to your point, both of you, there's other factors that go into everything. And if we don't stop and address those and talk about those and realize that they have an impact on checking those boxes, what's the point of the human experience? You know what I mean? I didn't mean to wax philosophical there, but I totally get what you're saying.
And it's definitely not like one single person's fault. Like it's not like the guidance counselor's fault specifically. They're just like extremely overworked. And it's kind of just like an organizational thing where there's just too much work for them. Like they don't honestly have the time. So it's just kind of time management and just scheduling everything so they have time to set aside for students and to talk to them about things like that.
So I do have a request. So let's fast forward 10, 15 years from now when you guys are running corporations, when you guys are running this community, when you're elected officials, please remember us as the some of the adults that were in your corner and pumping you up. But, okay, so we got a couple of minutes left. Remind everybody, let's break it down even more. So we know that you meet twice a month, Riverwalk and the Children's Services Council, St. Lucie West, Fort Pierce. You have to be a high school student. There's the applications on the Roundtable website. Remind us where they get the application, but also talk to us about, like, in a normal meeting, what happens so that everybody kind of knows what to expect.
So you can get the website. We have it on our page for youth leadership. And I think previously Mr. Kevin stated the exact website URL. And we also have it on our Instagram and Facebook page. And I think like in a daily meeting, in the beginning we do an icebreaker just to get to know everyone and just get the conversation flowing so it's not awkward or anything. And then we'll discuss like upcoming events, so different volunteer opportunities and things like that. And then we we break up into our meeting groups and discuss the different ideas that we have and the products that we're trying to do.
And Mercy, because you're the new one, you're the newest one here. Is it a very much a welcoming environment? So, and I say that because when I hear the word icebreaker, I cringe a little bit because I'm introverted and that just sounds makes me feel awkward when I hear that, you know, like, oh, we're going to do icebreaker. Oh, good. Forced participation. So is it very welcoming? Like, do you feel like, having come in, and I know you had a friend there, but everybody's welcome. Everybody has a voice.
Yeah. I can say personally, it didn't feel like awkward or anything. Cause there's already people there that I knew, but Kevin's like really inviting and like, you know, like familiarizes himself with you like pretty quickly. So it's not like an anxiety inducing experience or something. You just kind of come in and then, yeah, it's very welcoming.
You said relax, Sean, it's fine.
Yeah, right. What superhero are you, Ashley? Let's start with some icebreakers. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking around. But we got a minute left. Let's kind of, because Mercy, you said it, and Zara's mentioned it. We're gonna have Kevin give us the website again. But let's brag on Kevin for a minute, because I've seen. I mean, we've known Kevin for a while. He's been on this radio show before. I always think he's gonna be one of the hosts because he does a way better job than we do. But he does. I've seen him in that group. He is very much that welcoming, you know, setting everybody up for success, empowering facilitator and guidance to your group. And it's really, you know, let's give Kevin full credit and applaud him for that. So Kevin, now that we've kind of grown your ego a little bit, remind us again in 30 seconds or less, how young people that are in high school can apply to be part of youth leadership.
They can go to our website, www.roundtableslc.org, or they can call 772-979-1575, or they can call the office, and I'm drawing a blank on the office number because I always give out my cell number, but it happens.
871-5880.
I never use it. But I just want to say this about our young people. They said something I think was really important. And one of the guys says this: you can have the right people, you can have the right processes, you can have the right product, but you need the right people to get the right outcome. So what I think we have a good product, we have a good process, but we are blessed to have the right young people to work with.
Well stated. And as always, we're going to end on what Kevin said. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Encourage anybody that's listening. If you have a teenager, a high school student, make sure that they apply to be part of youth leadership. We didn't even get a chance to talk about like your success rate of sending kids to college and, you know, like these Harvard and Yale and valedictorians and all that good stuff. But we'll save that for another show. Thank you so much, Zara, Mercy, for coming on. Have a great school year. It sounds like we're going to be talking to you very soon at the start of school year. And Kevin, as always, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate it. A reminder that it's a weekly radio program that airs every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame at 10 a.m. But do not fret if you happen to miss it. Just download the podcast version. Just pull out your phone. Even works with iPhones. Just look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council, and the podcast will be delivered to you directly. We're grateful for every listener. Reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.